Visit Middlebury College at 1 o'clock on a weekday, and you'll hear the beautiful sound of bells. That's the carillon, an instrument made up of 48 bells and played like a keyboard. It's been ringing out from the college's chapel tower for more than a century. For some of Middlebury's international students, the songs have a very special meaning. Vermont Public's Andrea Lorien has more.
Okay, I'm George Matthew Jr. I live in Brandon, Vermont. I've been carillon here for 39 years now. What else can I tell you? I'm 89 years old. I have two great-grandsons.
Oh.
I've been around for a while, and I intend to keep playing until I always say, either I can't play decently anymore, or Gabriel blows that horn, whichever comes first.
Middlebury Chapel sits on a hill overlooking the idyllic campus. Every afternoon, the carillon rings out over the surrounding hillside. And what does it take to make those bells sing?
They're quite sturdy, though.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
A long climb up some very steep, very narrow stairs.
George! Hello! Oh my gosh! How do you do it?
Welcome to 75 steps.
Oh, man.
George Matthew Jr. has been climbing these creaky chapel stairs for longer than I've been alive. It's a small room, but perfect for one caroliner. You play a carillon with wooden batons attached to bells above you. It reminds me of a piano's funny cousin. On the walls are posters and flyers from events Matthew has played around the world.
Here is the tower of the Wine Tasters Guild in Zutphen, Netherlands. They have a very strict rule. You must do your recital before you try any of the wine. And carillons will last a long time. The oldest carillon I ever played was in Bruges, Belgium. It was made in 1610 and is still going strong. Here's one, a gorgeous carillon, a wonderful city, wonderful people. The only sad part is to get up to the top of this carillon tower is 750 steps.
Matthew comes from a musical family. When he was seven, he got hooked on the miniature French horn. From there, he taught himself all the brass instruments. He learned the piano at his parents' insistence before becoming a church organist at age 13. He still plays an organ at St. Thomas Church in Brandon.
Do you play piano yourself?
Very little. I know how to do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Excellent. Well, they're just bigger keys, and they're played mostly with the fists, although to some extent you'll use the flat of the hand. I'll demonstrate a little bit here.
Matthew's current project? Playing the national anthems of every country represented in the Middlebury student body. 70 countries in all. He plays 7 different national anthems a day.
So today I've got Pakistan, Portugal, Palestine, Tibet. What have I got here? Norway, Irish Republic, and Canada.
Matthew says the project grew out of two moments that percolated in his mind. One was an encounter on Christmas Eve with a student from Ecuador. The student was very sad because he wasn't able to return home for the holidays, so Matthew played Ecuadorian carols to cheer him up. The other inspiration pertained to his own national anthem. You know, the one heard before every major sporting event from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Many years ago, I had done a bunch of concerts in France, and I took the boat over to Ireland. And the ship goes through Cove Harbor and then docks at Cork. Well, the Cove Cathedral towers over the harbor there, and the deep water brings the ships very close to the shore. And the caroliner there is a good friend of mine, and he has a deal with the captain. The captain of the ship calls him on the radio telephone and tells him what nationalities are aboard the ship, and he plays the national anthem for them. And he played the Star Spangled Banner for me.
On the day I visit, several students from Tibet join us at the top of the chapel. Tenzin Dodin and Tenzin Yotso shared their thoughts when Matthew was done playing.
It's like really easy on campus to forget where you're from, because, like, you know, you're just caught in the day-to-day stuff, like between classes, And so it's nice to hear it, like when you're walking through campus when you don't expect it, because it reminds you of like where you come from.
You're nodding. Could you tell me what it brings up for you?
I would say it's such a historic moment for me. I feel a great sense of pride. You know, in places like Middleburg, there are so many people who have not even heard of Tibet leave the national anthem. And I remember them playing like a while ago, Ukrainian national anthem. And I can see like how much it meant for Ukrainian students. And also, I guess like them playing Tibetan national anthem is like first step towards people letting know about Tibet and the struggles we've been through.
My people came from Ireland originally. And so I'll say to all of you, Cead Mhill Fáilte. That's Gaelic for 100,000 welcomes. That's the ancient language of Ireland.
Matthew ends each hour with a Middlebury alma mater. It's his way, he says, of telling the campus that the bells are done for the day. For Vermont Public, I'm Andrea Lorien.